guys. It's me, Nora. Henry's not here, but it's okay. This is WMFO Medford, and this is the show Hot Topics, Hotter People. Hey guys, it's me and I'm back. And is this me? Okay, and you're on four. So I'm here to talk about yearning. Today's episode is about yearning, and hot people do it too, and that's why we're here to talk about it. So, first show, co-host Henry isn't here. I think he's sleeping. Oopsie. But I've got Andre here, and so we can talk about it. Andre, what do you yearn for?
Ooh. I just want my horror film professor to like me, and he's really scary. And so I think it's, like, not going to happen. I also yearn... I yearn for food. I'm hungry. Yeah.
Okay. Just right now.
Yeah, like right now. But nothing's open because Boston is a dead city.
Oh. Okay. I think that I... Okay. Making these songs, I thought, wow, these are all songs about romance yearning. And yes, some people say, oh, it's cuffing season this, cuffing season that. And my question is that what I yearn for? Yes. Do I also yearn for food? Am I hungry right now? Yes. Is it cuffing season now or yearning season now? And I think that's the real question. And if it's yearning season now, when is cuffing season? And if it's cuffing season now, is this really yearning season, or is it cuffing season and then all the people who aren't cuffed, I'm using air quotes, cuffed, do they yearn? Is yearning just for those who are not participating in the season of cuffs? I don't know. Let's think about it over this next song by Elliot Smith.
That was profound.
Because I'm leaving, but everything reminds me of her this evening. So if I seem a little out of it, sorry. Why should I lie? Everything reminds me of her. Spinning the earth and pale, the silhouette of the sun on the steeple, and I gotta hear the same sermon all the time now from you people. Why are you staring into outer space, crying? Just because you came across it and lost it, everything reminds me of her. Everything reminds me of her. Everything reminds me of her. Your day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all her words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up, she takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her, and yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You stay home, she goes out. She says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches. There will be times when all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
Okay, that song was For No One by the Beatles, and that's a pretty good yearning song, I would say. I would argue.
Yeah.
And so the next topic about yearning is just a question I'll ask you. Okay. Henry wonders, do we yearn by choice, or is it, quote, systematic society, end quote? Do you think that society wants us to yearn for, let's stay on topic with the music that we're playing. Do you think society wants us to yearn for love so that we can have the, what's it called, nuclear family? Or do you think that some people yearn, some people don't?
I don't think love is, like, tied to the nuclear family. But I think maybe society wants us to love so we spend money on each other.
Ooh, I didn't think of that. That's good. Okay, and do you think that with all the breakups at the beginning of the school year, like, do you think this perpetuates yearning or mitigates yearning? Because some people are like, yeah, I'm going to school and I'm going to be single and I'm not going to yearn. Or do you think people, their relationships end and then they go, I must yearn. I yearn now. I yearn for what I once had, maybe. Ooh.
That's
maybe okay. It goes both ways, depending on the person.
I
go with
the first one. I feel like it's more the first one. Like, okay. I feel there's more people who want to yearn in college.
They want to yearn?
They want to have the opportunity.
But they don't?
It's a yearning opportunity.
They want the opportunity to yearn.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they
That's
break
interesting.
Up.
Yeah. This next song, I may or may not shed tears over. This song is crazy, crazy good, crazy yearn. Let's listen. It's Pretty Boy by The Neighborhood.
Stops beating, you're the only thing I need. Ooh, with me, even if the earth starts shaking, you're the only thing worth taking. Ooh, with me, even if the sky's on fire, got you here, it's alright. If it's all over, I'm taking this moment, ooh, with me. Yeah. this with me, boy. Now it's all about to end. Baby girl, look where we made it, girl. Now we're falling as long as I got you. You're the only thing worth taking along. Ooh, with me. Even if the sky's on fire, got you here, it's alright. Ooh, with me. And if it's all over, I'm taking this moment.
Okay, that was some Fiona Apple, and this next song is the most yearning song ever. I actually just saw an Instagram reel where this couple getting married, it was their wedding, and they made a remix to this song that I'm about to play, and they, like, changed the lyrics so it would be, like, their own relationship and their own lives, and it was so yearning. Also, I just want to say that You on My Arm by Laith Ross, the song that I played before this Fiona Apple song, is so good, and everybody should go listen to it on loop for the rest of the fall. So now you're going to hear Anyone Else But You. Anyone Else But You by the Moldy Peaches. You're welcome.
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
you. I'll kiss you on the brain in the shadow of the train. Kiss you all starry-eyed, my body swinging from side to side. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
here is the church and here
sorry,
is
guys,
the people.
I'm singing along.
Sure are cute for two ugly people. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
the pebbles forgive me, the trees forgive me, so why can't you forgive me? I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else but
I will find my niche in your car with my MP3 DVD rumble pack guitar. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but up, up, down, down, left, right, B, A, start. Just because we use cheats doesn't mean we're not smart. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
you. Are always trying to keep it real. I'm in love with how you feel.
Guys, I know you want to sing along right now.
I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
we both have shiny happy fits of rage. You want more fans, I want more stage. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
Don Quixote was a steel driving man. My name is Adam, I'm your biggest fan. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
Squinched up your face and did a dance. Shook a little turd out of the bottom of your pants. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
But you.
Wasn't that just such a splendid song? This next song is off of an album that I am obsessed with. Well, I was obsessed with in the summer, but it's still good. And I would also like to add that this song is for those who are awake at 3:30 in the morning and also are yearning for something that they once had or are missing someone. This song is for you, and it's really good.
Situations I'm not choosing, and we both want to say I'm sorry for something that we cannot stop. You've been alright, you're losing time for me and our fight, so I'm done writing for you, baby. Now this gonna be the last I got. I wanna show you all the things I've been doing.
sharing apartment, a room, and a bed. I wanna tell you I love you, but I cannot reach you. I'm learning to lose, that's a thing they don't teach you.
What does a girl gotta do to get a rage room around here? I couldn't not play this song because it is October.
Smoking cigarettes on the roof. You look so pretty and I love this view.
Oh.
We fell in love in October. That's why I love fall.
That was some girl in red. Let's talk about yearning again. I think yearning it can be good and it can be silly until it keeps you from finishing your essay due at 11:59 today. Andre just told me that he was yearning for something, and I thought that he should share, because you don't just have to yearn for a person.
I'm yearning to get a cookie from the vending machine in Houston first floor, and I keep doing it, and I know I should stop because I can just get food from the dining halls during the day, but it's really tempting, and they're like really good, and I share them with my roommate, and it's like a social bonding experience. So I'm probably going to do that, and then I'm going to regret it. But that's what I'm yearning for. Why would you regret it? I don't know. I feel like a lot of yearning, you yearn for something, and then you get it, and you regret.
Really?
You regret, yeah.
Okay.
I feel like that's part of it sometimes.
Okay. I think...
It's the money. I can't keep spending money on
cookies. Okay. Well, you could always get a cookie from the dining hall. Those are pretty good.
And, like, store them. Like a squirrel.
Hoard them?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. So this next song was requested by Nina, and I don't know how it goes, but we all get to listen to it for the first time together. So enjoy.
I suppose. Thank you.
That was the epitome of fall. I love Biba Doobie. You should too. If you like apple cider, find someone who likes apple cider so you can play this song and go, we both like apple cider. And then you can smile about it and giggle and then go have a picnic and eat apples or something. Or you could listen to this next song called Fell in Love at 22. It's really good. You should give it a listen. You will give it a listen right now. That I should laugh for the aesthetics, so listen to this song and hear me laugh.
Thank you.
Remember your childhood memories where you discovered the magic of nature? Like looking up at the stars or chasing fireflies? Help ensure your child gets those same experiences. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a forest or park near you. And discover other cool things to do when you go, like fishing, biking, or even camping. Visit discovertheforest.org. This really makes me yearn for camping, for biking. I used to stargaze a lot last summer, and I am yearning for that because being in the city here, there aren't a lot of stars. There's a lot of light pollution, and I used to be able to go anywhere in the nighttime and say, there's the Big Dipper, aka Ursa Major, there's the Ursa Minor, blah, 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 blah. And I yearn to see those again. I will soon, you know. For those who give thanks, Thanksgiving break is coming up and we can all go home. Unless you can't, then maybe you can yearn. Now we're going to hear some Jeff Buckley because this is the epitome of yearning. And I bet you already know what song it is. I bet you already know. So let's hear it. And with that, this is our last song. Thanks for listening to Hot Topics, Hotter People Yearning episode, because hot people yearn too. And they also listen to Jeff Buckley. See ya.
Their shoes fill up with water. Maybe I'm too young to keep good love from going wrong. But tonight, you're on my mind, and so you never know. Broken down and hungry for your love, but no way to feed it. Where are you tonight, child? You know how much you need it. Too young to hold on, and too to just break free and run. Sometimes a man gets carried away. He feels like he should be having his fun. But much too blind to see the damage he's done. Sometimes a man must wait to find. The open window lets the rain in.
burning in the corner is the only one that dreams he had you with him. My body turns and yearns for a sleep that won't